and welcome to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. I'm Bruce Allen, and today's topic is not, as usual, based on this week's A Dad's Point of View column. I've actually invited my guests today to choose what they want to discuss, so I have no idea what we'll be talking about. This week's column, however, is still very worthwhile, in my opinion, and it's a very interesting column because it was culled from tweets that took place at last week's Dad Chat. I asked everybody to share and discuss their various tips for how to make the holidays more palatable, how to survive them, how to handle family stress. It seems that the holiday season is portrayed one way in media and lived another way in most people's homes. And we had a really great discussion, and I took the best tips and tweets and put it into a column, which you can find on BruceAllen.com or in any of the newspapers or websites that carry my column. It's called How to Survive Christmas, New Year's, and the In-Laws. And it has a number of suggestions from 18 different participants that were at Dad Chat last week. So it's a fun column. It's a really interesting idea that I tried, which was to invite my Dad Chat regulars to join in contributing to what might have been a column, and it turned out that there was plenty of material there. You can find my columns and so much else at BruceAllen.com. The writing tab is at the top. You just hit it and you get a drop-down menu with a whole assortment of things. I hope you will follow me on Twitter at Bruce Allen. I hope very much that you will help me get to 5,000 likes of my Dad's Point of View Facebook page. You just go to it, you hit like, and you participate if you want. There's 12 posts a week and a really vibrant community of moms and dads from literally all over the world. It's kind of astonishing how Facebook and Twitter and all social media is just so ubiquitous everywhere in the world. I really like it. And most of all, if you want to get my newsletter, you sign up and stay in the loop, which is on the homepage at BruceAllen.com, and you will not be besieged by anything other than a weekly email newsletter that tells you what is going on and gives you links to the current cool stuff that we're doing. So I hope you will do that as well. Today we have what is becoming our regular lineup. We have Wayne Levine for the Men's Room, Pastor Drew Sams for Teen Rap, and back again on her almost regular basis, Dr. Jennifer Weberman for the Women's Room. Tonight at Dad Chat, we will be talking about work and life balance with the noted dad blogger, author, and brand ambassador, C.C. Chapman. He has written a couple books, and his current book is called Amazing Things Will Happen. It's a kind of how to lead a better life and how to be a happier person type of book. And he's a really fine writer, a great speaker. I should have actually had him on my show if he was willing. But he will be at Dad Chat tonight, and that's good for all of you listening live here in Santa Barbara. And for my listeners in Wisconsin, Ohio, and Alaska, you can join Dad Chat anytime. And the transcript of every Dad Chat is always in the Dad Chat section on my website. So do not feel like you're missing out. It's all there. And do come to Dad Chat. It's an extraordinary community of dads and moms. Again, from often all over the world. I have a friend in London that stays up till 2 in the morning, and she is with us almost every single week. That's Sonia, and she knows who she is. And I have friends in Australia, New Zealand, Japan. I've even had some friends in Africa that have joined us, and throughout Europe, of course. Everywhere in the United States, all up and down and sideways in Canada, plus Hawaii. So we really do cover the globe in our Dad Chat community, and it's a real beautiful thing. It's a real blessing. Now, speaking of books, my new book is an ebook only, and it is really a true interactive book. It's actually not that long a book as far as the text. The text is actually the equivalent of about 12 or 14 of my weekly columns. It's only about 10,000 words, and a normal-sized book, like my previous book, is 50 to 75,000 words. That would be like a couple hundred pages. So 10,000 words is really not very much, but it includes true interactivity in the form of links to all the various places we went, because it's called The Empty Nest Road Trip Blues, an interactive journal from a dad's point of view, and it is about the 3,000-mile, 8-day trip I took with my firstborn son, taking him from Los Angeles to Boston to begin his college career this past August. I kept a journal on the way, turned it into a book, took the best photos and included 100 of them in the book, gave links to all the various places that we went, or many of them, from the Baseball Hall of Fame to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland, Ohio. And then I took the best of the video. I shot 5, 6, 7 hours of video, and I culled it into 7 little videos that are total 35 minutes that are sprinkled throughout the book. So it's interactive in the sense that you need to read it on a reader that has Wi-Fi access, or buy the PDF version and read it on your computer, which of course needs to have Wi-Fi access. And you could click on any of the links of the places that we went that we talk about, from Niagara Falls to what I already said, the Baseball Hall of Fame, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, or a particular restaurant. There was one place in Santa Fe, New Mexico that we just adored, and I'm pretty sure I included that link. But the videos, I think, are what are really special and unusual. And they're only available exclusively through the book, which is very expensive. It costs $2.99, and it's even more expensive from now till Christmas Eve. It can be bought for free. Now, what does that mean? That means you go to Amazon, you buy the book for $2.99, you send me the email that confirms your purchase, give me your PayPal email address, which is usually just email address. It's no secret information. I'm not trying to do anything with it, and it won't go anywhere. I refund your $2.99, so you've got the Kindle version for free, and I send you the PDF version. So even if you don't have a Kindle, you get the book for free. You help me out, because it really only cost me $1 to do that per book. And instead of hiring a publicist, I've decided I'd rather give it away free. And if you do that for me, you help it get higher ranked on Amazon. And then Amazon will be promoting the book, excuse me, in essence for me. So this offer is good till Christmas Eve. Again, all you got to do is go to Amazon. Look up my name, and you'll find my 2 books there. And the current one is, again, called The Empty Nest Road Trip Blues, an interactive journal from a dad's point of view. And all you need to do is buy the book for $2.99 in your Amazon account, and then email the receipt to me at bruce@brucesallan.com. That's bruce@brucesallan.com. And if your email is your PayPal account information, you don't have to give me anything else. I will then refund the $2.99 to you, usually within the day, and include a thank you and a copy of the PDF of the book. So you get 2 books, a $2.99 plus $2.79 value for nothing, except a teeny bit of effort. And I hope very much that you'll take the effort, because so far, everybody that's read it, there's 8 reviews up on Amazon already. The reviews have been great. And a good friend of mine, Dave Taylor, who's a major, major social media and tech expert, he has a website called AskDaveTaylor.com. He wrote a review on his website that is like, I can't believe it. By the way, thank you, Dave. Publicly, I want to thank you again. You're not only a good friend, but that review touched me like nothing in recent weeks, months, and maybe even the whole year, that you would take the time to not only get the book, read the book, and then put out such a beautiful, it's the review is better than the book. I mean, I think the book's pretty good, but the review makes it sound like it's really amazing. And I thank you, Dave, for that incredible review. The new I'm Not That Dad vlog is taken from going to attend the Million Dollar Quartet concert. Do we have time for a life lesson, or are we out of time? We're going to quickly do a life lesson.
You got to accentuate the positive E-L-M-I. I need the negative. Mm-hmm. Latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In Between.
All right.
You gotta spread joy.
I'm Bruce Allen, and this is A Dad's Point of View. Life. Wait a minute, and it will change. The good and the bad. Every place in the world that is known for its highly volatile weather has a saying something like, if you don't like the weather, wait a minute, and it will change. I suggest the same is true for life. Whether you're living the high life having just won the lottery, or gotten that promotion you've worked so hard for, or you're struggling just to pay the bills and have a health problem, it will likely change in both directions. So enjoy the good times while they last, and know that the bad times will likely end soon. I'm Bruce Allen. You can find me at BruceAllen.com, and please, be the best dad or mom you can be.
Bruce Allen, that's what it's you.
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show after that life lesson. And I do believe that, like most of those life lessons, it's quite true. Whatever's going on will probably not stay the same. So appreciate the good and know that the bad will likely pass pretty soon. We've got Wayne Levine coming up for the men's room, so stay tuned right after these messages.
Bruce Allen, that's one of you.